With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke, and this is my thing. It's very, very early. My flatmates are all asleep, and I'm recording a podcast. I feel like I'm doing like a nature documentary. We cannot disturb the wildlings that live here. Okay, so it's Friday today. Sunday coming up is NaNoWriMo. If you don't know what that is, basically NaNoWriMo is National Novel Writing Month. Can you write a novel in a month? They say you should try and write 50,000 words in the 30 days. I'm going to do this challenge. Over the next sort of month or so, I'm going to be documenting sort of how I'm doing, what I'm doing, if I'm succeeding, failing. Just sort of going to keep you updated with all of it. I hope you guys are going to try it as well. It's a bit of a phenomenon, NaNoWriMo. And if you ever wanted to just sit down and crank out the majority of a novel, then this is the opportunity to do it. I just wanted to quickly talk about, as today's a 5-Minute Friday, what I've done so far to try and prep and plot and outline so that on Sunday when I start, it works out around about 1,700 words a day. I just want to be able to sit down and I just want to be able to crank these words out and not get stuck. I don't want to have any moments where I'm like confused about a plot point or unsure about if I'm going in the right direction. So the book I'm going to write is a sequel to the one I wrote earlier in the year. It's called The Hipster Who Leapt Through Time. I mean, the good thing about doing a sequel is the majority of the characters are already there and I already know them, so I don't have to sort of invent new characters. Obviously, there's going to be sort of new secondary characters and maybe a new main character, but I won't tell you that just yet. Okay, so the first thing I had to do, I sort of figured out the tentpole moments, and by that I mean the moments in the story, like the beginning and the end, and the main points in the middle that have to happen for the story to work. So let's say you're starting with point A, and you know that the story has to end at Z. You then have to go through and get the other 24 tentpole moments to build that logical narrative pathway to the end point. And it doesn't just have to make sense logically. It has to make sense thematically. And obviously you need to get that sort of roller coaster in there. So you need to have the sort of the high tension points and the sort of the lower sort of slower points. Once I had all those tentpole moments, and I knew the characters and I knew the main motivations and I knew where they were going to clash, I then went through and I put every single chapter heading and a little short sentence on the top of each chapter heading that said how the chapter would start and how it would end. And I wanted each end to be a point where people, not a cliffhanger, but it would have to progress the story in a way that would keep a reader interested and keep the pages turning. And then once I had all of these chapters and these single sentence headings, I then started asking myself questions underneath those headings. So who is this guy? Why is he here? What technology is involved in that environment? I just heard a flatmate woke up. I think they're getting ready for work. Okay, so who they are, you know, just general questions like that. So my idea is that when I sit down to do my writing each day, I don't want to be stuck at all. I want to write like a mother flipping bastard. Sorry for the swearing, but that's how it needs to be. It needs to be swear worthy. Oh, my cat's meowing now as well. This is chaos. It's a chaos for a Friday. Okay, we're coming up to the 5 minutes. But yeah, so I really do hope you're doing the challenge as well. Oscar, I'll be in this. One sec. I don't know if you can hear him meowing. I hope you are doing it. I think it's amazing. It's a good chance to get this word count out. If you are, get in touch and we can keep each other accountable, as it were. So yeah, just drop me an email, lukehalfcondor@me.com. Or just go to the website, www.lukecondor.com. There's a little contact form on there, so you can just drop me a message there. And yeah, I'll offer any support in any way I can. And let's see how this goes. I guess just got to wait till Sunday and start and get cracking. Just got to start the work in earnest. All right, cheers, guys. I'll speak to you soon anyway. All right, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.